Peace in Our Time, Episode 8. May 1945. A few months since Doris was taken by the Gestapo, was tortured, and died. Early afternoon, just before closing time, Fred and Phyllis are behind the bar. The customers are Alma, her mother, Mrs. Massiter, Alfie, Mrs. Blake, and Mr. Lawrence.
There. That sounds like grenades.
It's quite near.
It's round about Sloane Street, Phyllis, I should think.
It's getting more general, isn't it, the fighting?
All over London and the suburbs, ever since last night.
I'm so dreadfully afraid that they may have started too soon, the resistance men. So many of them might be killed unnecessarily. They said on the wireless that our troops couldn't get here for 2 or 3 days at least.
Well, they must have had the okay from Allied Command.
Well, there's another lot going over.
Sounds like fighter bombers.
What else would they sound like?
Now, look here, Lily.
Give me a drink, please. Anything will do.
Sorry, we haven't got anything left.
What are they drinking, then?
That's their business.
I'm dry. I've been running. There was firing in the Pimlico Road. I want a drink.
You'll have to go somewhere else.
It isn't after hours. This is a licensed house. What right have you got to say I can't have a drink when I want one?
I'm not serving you, Miss Mott. Not today or any other day. That's clear enough, isn't it?
You've got a bloody nerve talking to me like that. Who do you think you are?
Nothing doing, Miss Mott. Get going.
I've been regular here for years.
You've brought your German boyfriends here often enough and I've had to serve you because I hadn't the right to refuse. But things have changed now. You don't get another drink out of this house as long as you live. Now get out and stay out.
I'll report you for this.
Who to?
Never you mind who to. You haven't any right to insult me. I've had to earn my living, haven't I? Same as everybody else.
Not quite the same as everybody else.
Better off it, lady. You're annoying Mr. Shadow.
I want a drink. There's my money. Hey!
Pick up your money and get out before I throw you out. And you better get this into your head here and now. It isn't because you're a tart that I'm refusing to serve you. It's because you've been selling yourself to the enemy. That's quite enough for me. And get out and never show your face round that door again.
Bastard! Bastard!
Sorry, Mrs. Massiter. I've been promising myself that for a long time.
The vicar wrote me that one of the girls in our village did what she did. They shaved her head. The Germans didn't seem to mind a bit.
There they go again.
Up the RAF.
They're after them ammunition dumps at Hendon.
How do you know?
Well, it stands to reason, don't it?
Thought they might have sent you a postcard.
Oh, you think you're very funny, don't you?
Janet, I haven't seen you for ages.
I suddenly felt that I couldn't bear not to be here. So up I came.
Hello, Mrs. Bray.
Hello, Fred. How's Nora?
She's all right, thank you. As well as can be expected, that is. Oh, we liked getting your letter. It was good of you to write.
Janet, this is my mother. How do you do?
Have a drink with us. We're celebrating.
Oh, the whole of England will soon be celebrating.
Now, the drinks are on the house today, Mrs. Braid.
Is everyone else all right? Apart from... you know what I mean.
Yes, Mrs. Braid. Everyone else is okay. We're still watched and searched every now and then, but not so much as we were. And they've got a good deal to keep them occupied at the moment.
A day or two more. Three at the outside, I should think, and it'll be all over by the shouting.
It's incredible, isn't it? One can scarcely believe it.
What about that drink, Fred? What are you all having?
That's my little surprise. Don't let those thick glasses fool you. This is what we're having.
Champagne! Oh, how wonderful!
I've had it hidden since 1939. I've still got a few put by for the day we're actually liberated, but I thought we'd make a start now just to get ourselves in the mood. Here you are, Mrs. Braid.
Thank you, Fred. I drink to you and yours with affection and gratitude. So very much affection and gratitude.
Here, here.
Good old Fred.
Yeah.
You see, we've all known, all of us in our different ways, that your age-old character, your kindness and firmness and stubborn humour could never let us down, never fail us for a moment. That's why we're proud, so very proud, to wish you well.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thank you, Mrs. Braid. I'll tell Nora. Tell Nora what you said.
Lend us your handkerchief, Alfie. We don't want any of your advanced British spearheads to come marching in and find us with tears running down our faces.
Don't talk so soft. They couldn't get here for days.
Anyone want another drop before closing? There's still some left in the bottle.
You have it, Phyllis.
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Here's how.
Come on, Alfie. We better be pushing off. Mother and Aunt Alice will be having a fit if we leave them alone in that flat all day.
But nobody asked them to stay in that flat all day.
They're old. You couldn't expect them to go rushing about the streets waving flags at their age. Besides, think of Mother's fate.
I've been thinking of your mother's feet for 15 years. I'd like to think about something else now.
We'd better go too, Mother. It's after closing time.
Come on, Alfie. Mr. Lawrence, are you coming our way?
All right.
I'll have a couple of men with me in case anything happens.
I believe there are several historical precedents for that.
Good night, all.
Ta-da.
Nora would like to see you for a minute, Mrs. Braid, before you go.
Shall I go through?
No, she's coming down.
Come along, Mother. Goodbye, Janet. Come to the flat later on if you haven't anything better to do. We still have a little hoarded tea left.
I'd love to.
Goodbye, Fred. See you later.
Bye.
I hope there's a post office open somewhere. I want to send a telegram to Mrs. Burridge.
Who's she, darling?
My chief of staff in the resistance group. She's liable to lose her head in the crisis.
Probably lost it by now.
It's all right, Phyllis. You can go now.
Thanks, Mr. Shattuck.
Where are you going to spend these next few historical hours? Empire, Regal or Odeon?
Metropole Victoria. They've got a double feature, King Kong and Jeanette MacDonald.
You'll notice a bit of a change in Nora, Mrs. Braid.
Yes, Fred, I'm prepared for that.
It's been bad for her. Very bad. At one time, I thought the shock had done for her. But she's been getting better lately.
Stevie's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what's kept her going, really.
Mrs. Braid.
Nora, how glad I am to see you.
Welcome back. We've missed you.
Fred's been giving us champagne. Real celebration.
I know, he wanted me to have some, but it doesn't agree with me. You better lock up, Fred. It's long after three.
I must go anyhow. I've got to find somewhere to have my hair washed. It's filthy. Do you think anywhere will be open?
There's that place on the Fulham Road where Dora used to go to.
I know it. I'll try there first. See you later, Nora.
Goodbye, Mrs. Braid. Thank you for what you said to Fred.
Oh, I was only saying what we all feel, what we've all felt all along, about you both. Oh. Well, goodbye for now.
Yes.
Take care of yourselves.
If you hear any firing, pop into the nearest doorway.
I'll be all right, Fred.
Sure you wouldn't fancy a little drop of something?
No, dear, you know I never do. It's after closing time. Hadn't you better lock up?
Not today, Nora. Nor tomorrow. Or the next day, either. Service with a smile, day and night, until they come marching in. That's our motto from now onwards. Turn the wireless on, will you?
Stevie's in all that fighting.
Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. All depends what orders he's got.
I wish we knew where he was. I wish he'd let us know.
He's all right. I know he's all right. I feel it in my bones. You had a message from him 2 days ago. He'll get in touch with us when he has a minute.
What will happen if our troops don't get here when the wireless said they would? What happens if it isn't tomorrow or the day after, if it's a week or a fortnight? Our boys will be killed, all of them. They'll be outnumbered. You know they can't hold out that long.
They wouldn't have started this rising unless they'd had the order to go.
Yes, I know, but...
Do you remember what Stevie said to you the night when he first came back? He said, living or dying doesn't matter all that much. There's certainly no sense in living if you can't live the way you want to. We've got to fight all of us to the last ditch.
Yes, Fred, I remember.
Nora, this is the last ditch, love. And we are in it together. That's a bit of comfort, isn't it? Whatever happens.
Whatever happens?
I know what you're thinking. Dory's gone and maybe Stevie will go too. Well, if he does, that'll be that, won't it? We shall have to face being alone. Being alone together to the end of our days. Maybe they won't be such very long days. But whichever way it goes, there's nothing you or I could do to stop our boy or any of the other boys fighting for what they believe in.
Very well. Billy.
I thought you'd have locked the front door, so I came by the back. I've got a message for you both from Mr. Bourne. It's urgent.
What is it, son?
You're to come with me, now, at once. I've got a truck at the end of the mews.
Come with you? Where to?
Not very far, just outside London.
Why? What for?
Please, come quickly. I'll explain as we go.
Where's Stevie?
I don't know. Please, come, Mrs. Shattuck. It's urgent.
We're not moving from here, Billy.
Where's Stevie?
I tell you, I don't know.
Well, have you seen him?
Yeah, no. That is, please do what I say, both of you. Mr. Bourne sent me on ahead to get you away as quickly as possible.
Is Stevie fighting?
Yes, we're all fighting.
Is he dead?
No, he isn't. I swear he isn't. He's fine. Please do as I say.
Don't waste your breath, son. We're not running away from London now or any other time. Not while Stevie's still fighting.
Please, please, it's orders. Mr. Bourne's the boss. It's orders, Mr. Shattuck.
You bloody little fool. I told you to get them away.
Richter.
My God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bourne.
Never mind that now. Lock and bolt the door quick.
OK.
Chair, please, Benny.
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Lift. Rope.
Where's my son, Mr. Bourne? Where's Stevie?
He's all right, Nora. I want you and Fred to leave at once, please, with Billy. The truck's at the end of the mews.
We're not running away, Mr. Bourne. Not for you or anyone else.
I order you to go, immediately.
Sorry, Mr. Bourne. I'm too old to take orders, even from you.
Stay then and be damned. But for God's sake, get Nora away. Things are going to happen. There's no time to waste.
I'm staying with Fred.
Oh, this deathless heroism. Gag, Venning, quickly.
Right. Billy, help me.
Swiveling round. A jug of water, please, Fred. Thank you. Now then, Mr. Richter, you'd better come too for a minute. Sorry, Fred. We had to use this place. We hadn't intended to, but things went wrong at the last minute.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. This is part of a plan, Mr. Richter. A plan that was made a long time ago. We had a purpose in bringing you here. We're going to kill you. Unfortunately, we have no time for the formality of a full trial. However, before liquidating you, we propose to read you a list of the substantiated charges against you. We should hate the thought of you leaving this life smarting under a sense of British injustice. First and foremost, you were directly responsible for the arrest, torture and murder of Miss Doris Shattuck. Someone's come in from the mews. Billy, your gun.
It's me.
Stevie.
Quiet.
Quick, they've run with us. They know we've got him. They're coming now.
Damn.
They know we're here. You want to get us all at one go?
Billy, Stevie, barricade the door. Venning, help me, will you? We need to put Richter in line with the door. Nora, if you wish to be useful...
Yes, Mr. Bourne?
Take your brave son's resistance armband off him. Do it, please. Now, tie it round the arm of Mr. Richter. Good. Thank you, Nora. This, I think, comes under the heading of poetic justice. Now, come on, it's time to go. Ready to leave, Fred?
Yes, Mr. Bourne.
Aren't we going to let Richter have it?
No. It's better this way.
He can't get free, can he?
No, he's fixed all right.
Go on, all of you, quickly. Oh, Billy, give me your cap, will you? Mr. Richter... We'd like to try it on. There. Perfect.
Come on, Mum. I'll be with you.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mr. Richter, but I do believe that it's what you deserve. I'm ready, Stevie.
You spoke once, a long time ago, Mr. Richter, rather contemptuously, I thought, about our friends in America and our dominions overseas. They're on their way, Mr. Richter. They're on their way. You also informed us most graciously that your Führer believed the spirit of this country to be indestructible. He was quite right. It is. Auf Wiedersehen, Mr. Richter.
In Noel Coward's Peace in Our Time, Nora Shattock was played by Dorothy Atkinson, Fred Shattock by Adrian McLaughlin, Chorley Bannister, Michael Simpkins, Noel Coward and Albrecht Richter, Stephen Critchlow, Alma Borton, Rebecca Tremaine, Janet Braid, Hilary Derrett, Doris Shattock and Gladys Mott, Joanna Lucas, Mr. Granger and George Bourne, Sean Patterson, Mrs. Granger and Lyra Vivian, Michelle Monks, Alfie Blake, Dr. Venning, and Kurt Foster, Gary Merry. Mrs. Massiter was Linda Marlowe. Stevie Shattock, Amir El Masri. Lily Blake, Terry Ann Brumby. Phyllis Mayer, Sarah Ford. Billy Granger, Sebastian Humphreys. Bobby Paxton, Angus Castle Doughty. Herr Huberman, John Kieran. Frau Huberman, Charlotte Martin. And Mr. Matthews was Michael Dillon. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Sound design was by David Chilton. Production assistant was Ella Kennedy. Peace in Our Time was produced by Alison Ramsey and directed by Kate Valentine. This production was brought to you by Digital Drama.